Aloha, and welcome to another PARTS subject-specific class overview. Today we're going to be talking about activity-based management. When I was going to school, this type of work was called industrial engineering. ABC management spawned itself in the 1980s, again in Harvard Business School, and started from the perspective of activity-based costing, which was defining and describing a cost per unit of part or service, product. Activity-based management is aimed at process improvement and is looking to be able to lower the costs for the same amount of output. In the early 1980s, we started into a process called continuous quality improvement, or total quality management. This evolved out of the Japanese business sense of Kaizen, where every employee is trying to do everything a little bit better every day. What we end up doing is identifying all of the activities that we have in the parts business. We have to identify every single one of the activities and then start assigning a cost to it, as well as understanding what causes that action to be taking place. What are the drivers of that action? What we need to do in the parts business is look at everything that we do, record keeping, processes, reporting, information. We need to be able to learn and understand how they've adapted and changed over the years. Technology has made a huge difference in how everything and anything is done. So each of these activities is discussed in detail in this ABM, Activity-Based Management class. Originally, it started as industrial engineering. Then it moved to total quality management. Then General Electric brought in Six Sigma. And again, the Japanese brought us 5S. All of these things relate to the activities that go into the processes, record-keeping, activities, and reporting that you have. I hope this gave you a better understanding of what this class is all about, and I look forward to explaining another class with you in the future.